I am Phil Nee with sports. First of all, Richland Center's soccer team lost on the road to Aquinas 5-1 last night. Sean Adams had the lone goal on a blistering free kick that beat the defensive wall for Richland Center. The game scheduled with Mauston has been postponed. It was scheduled originally for Thursday night. The next Hornet game will be the conference opener at home versus Dodge Point, coming up on Thursday night of next week. Also yesterday in non-conference action, Wisconsin Dells edged River Valley 1-0 in boys soccer. Richland Center volleyball team will be on the road today opening the campaign with a tournament at Reedsburg both today and tomorrow before opening up conference play on September 3rd. Ithaca Weston picked up a win to open the high school football season this past Friday night. In a very well-played 14-0 game, Riverdale and Ithaca Weston meeting in a contest to open the season. I talked to Coach Kyle Kelly of Ithaca Weston about that game.
They're able to move the ball on the ground pretty well. Three guys that carried the ball each held for 80 yards, but then obviously the defense had a shutout and they had a huge, huge stop and on the goal line on 4th and 3, which to me was the difference of the game.
I felt, watching the game too, that your offensive line did a really good job, didn't they?
Anytime they're going to have that many yards on the ground, the O-line should get some credit. I thought they did okay, yeah.
And you started one of those drives at your own 3-yard line and drove 97 yards. That's not easy to do, is it?
No, especially because then we drove, called a dive, kid fumbled the ball, quarterback picked up the ball and ran for 15 yards. That actually is not in the playbook, but it did work out in our favor.
So as you looked at the game, what were some things you needed to improve upon?
Penalties. We can't have that many penalties next time around. Just first game stuff. So hopefully that gets cleaned up.
Kyle Kelly, head coach of Ithaca Weston. They will be hosting Wazika Steuben Seneca at Weston High School. Kickoff time 7 o'clock on Friday night. Quail Run Golf Action, week 19 of 20. Playoff for the second half champion and a team scramble. Steve Sacina with a 40. Leading the way last night, including a birdie on hole 3. Rod Reitz with a 42, birdied on hole 2. A 43 for Jarrett McDonald. Jeff Frazier with a 46. Trayton Shep, 48. Pat Metz, 50. And Dennis McHugh, a 52. Members of Team 4 are Rod Reitz, Trayton Shep, Pat Metz, and Jeff Frazier. Team 4 won the playoff against Team 9. Flag prize winners, Andrew Nitka, closest third shot at hole 1, in the hole. Max Gossel, closest to the pin on hole 3. Ken Nick Sr., closest second shot on hole 4. Jarrett McDonald, longest drive on hole 5. Anthony Ludwig, longest putt on hole 7. Terry Wheaton, closest second shot on hole 9 during Quail Run's playoff night last night here in Richland Center. On the state scene, the Brewers lost. Mets shortstop Francisco Lindor popped his 13th home run of the season, giving his team a 3-2 walk-off victory in 10 innings. The Brewers had tied the game in the ninth. William Contreras continued his hot hitting by going 3-for-4 with a pair of doubles. Christian Yelich and Luis Lara drove in Milwaukee's 2 runs. During the game, there was some drama. Brewer rookie Cooper Pratt got the message, hopefully, sent by manager Pat Murphy. The 2-time defending National League Manager of the Year benched Pratt after he failed to get a bunt down and didn't run hard out of the batter's box on a bloop hit in a 3-2 loss to the Mets last night. Here is Pat Murphy.
Young player, we asked him to get a bunt down and he pulled back on a strike. That happens maybe. The next at bat, he popped the ball up to right field and didn't run. You can't have a guy not understanding that. And I felt like after the first at bat, when he didn't, you know, attempt at a bunt, it was time to let him know that. And it's not laziness. I know who this kid is. He's a great kid. It's not laziness, but you got to have your head in the game.
Cooper Pratt said, I've got to be better. It's not winning baseball. I didn't help the team win, and it won't happen again. That's for sure. So it appears he did get the message. And the Brewers will be back into action tonight. Dustin May starts the second game of the series. In the National League elsewhere, Arizona 5-4 over the Cubs. San Francisco 3, Cincinnati 1. Pittsburgh 1-0 over San Diego. Atlanta 4, the Dodgers 3. Colorado 3-1 over Washington. In the American League, Detroit 4, Tampa Bay 1. Kansas City 5-3 over Toronto. Houston 9. The Yankees 7, White Sox 11, Texas 7, Athletics 4-2 over Minnesota, Cleveland 8, and the Angels 6. Interleague play, Boston 7-3 over Miami, Baltimore 13, St. Louis 1, Seattle 4-1 over Philadelphia. Don't expect to see any starters take the field Friday when the Packers play their only home preseason game at Lambeau Field. The Arizona Cardinals have already arrived in Green Bay for a joint practice. In that game, Yahoo Sports reports that head coach Matt LaFleur has pointed to this week as a critical one for the starting players if they get the work they need against the Cardinal starters in practice and avoid injuries. The week will have been a good one. Mike LaFleur talked about moving from the Arizona Heat to find a cooler place to scrimmage against.
If we could have gone to Seattle to go against them, that'd be great. Well, they're in our division, so we're not going to Seattle. There's no team in Canada yet, and you'd rather not go all the way out to Buffalo, just from a travel standpoint. So you think about kind of that next closest team to get you out of the Heat. It really is Green Bay. You had Minnesota, and I'll be honest, I mean, that was one of the teams I was talking to right away. And about 12 hours after I got hired, they were already filled up. Like I said, I'm not lying in terms of how fast those things go.
Pollsters are beginning to buy into some of the hype about improvements made in the Badger football program. Wisconsin is one of the biggest risers in the Athletics preseason rankings, going from number 80 to number 54. That leaves Coach Luke Fickell's team rated 11th in the Big Ten, just behind the Minnesota Golden Gophers in 39th. The analysts think quarterback Colton Joseph can provide an offensive spark, and they acknowledge the Badgers' defense was solid last season and should be even better this time. And the Southeastern Conference has passed a rule banning players who have been drafted by NFL, NBA, or WNBA teams or listed on rosters in those leagues. With Tuesday's move, the SEC joins the Big Ten in taking a stand against this month's unexpected surge of pro players trying to return to college. The Big Ten only included football in its decision. The two conferences issued their new rules in response to court orders that were allowing players who had been on pro rosters then released to return back to college. LSU football coach Lane Kiffin has sought to add two such players. With sports, I am Phil Neath.